Now, as many of you know, amongst my many character flaws, is my love of technology. In fact, my granddaughter, I think the easiest term we've come up with, you know, to distinguish different grandfathers and things with my granddaughter is that I could become techno-grandpa. So it was with some anticipation that I woke up just before 7 a.m. on March 25th, 2011. You all know what that was, of course. March 25th, 2011. The day for the release of the Apple iPad version 2. I just have to explain everything to you people. So I woke up at 7 a.m., I turned on the TV, and there they were already at Sherway Gardens and at Apple Store at Eaton's, and they're lining up to get their Apple iPads, and I thought, which was coming out that day, 5 o'clock p.m., March 25th. And I looked at that, and I thought to myself, darn, I was thinking I might get an iPad too, but I'm not willing to make that kind of commitment to stand in line for 10 hours to wait to get this thing. But that afternoon, my wife Judy and I had to go out and run some errands. And we finished those errands at about 4 o'clock. And I said to her, could we swing by the Best Buy store across from Sherway Gardens? I thought, I think there may be a lot of people who don't know about this particular store selling. So I said to Judy, can we just swing by there? And she said, okay, yeah, we'll swing by. And there were only 40 people in line. And I thought, I got a chance here. And it was only 1 hour. And I said to Judy with this glint in my eye, drop me off here, I'm going to try to get one. And she rolled her eyes, but dropped me off, and she went over to Sherway Gardens across the road for a little while. It is amazing. I recommend, actually, sometime in your life to be in a line which is filled with such great anticipation and with such great anxiety. Because they're there celebrating the release of a new Apple product, an Apple iPad, and they are so looking forward to it, but they are terrified that they will not get one. That there's 40 people in line, and they're the 40th person, and they'll get to person number 39, and they'll be out of stock. And they're all, these Apple people, the real Apple people, not like me, the real Apple fans, they're an intense crowd. And of course, they're all there on their iPhones, and they're texting, and they're Twittering, and they're sending emails, and they're talking on the phone, and, you know, how far along in the line are you? And have they said whether they're going to have all the models, and how many kinds do you think, how many do you think they'll have, and what's happening at other locations? And all this is going on. And there's, so at about 4:15, the store manager comes out, and he says, you have to know Steve Jobs, the head of Apple, he loves people to wait and be frightened. So at 4:15, the store manager comes out, and the store manager says, I can't tell you how much it's going to cost, and I can't tell you how many I have, but I'm going to be back out in about a half an hour with tickets, which I will give out to those who are going to be able to purchase an iPad 2. And this just made the things worse. Now they're thinking in their heads, will I be one of the people happily coming into the store waving my ticket in the air, or will I be leaving like in a funeral procession with my heart's desire denied to me this day? And that's when I thought, Palm Sunday. I know you're thinking this man has a very twisted mind. But I thought, you know, that first Palm Sunday was just that kind of day. A day filled with great anticipation and great anxiety. Waving their palm branches in the air, is this a wonderful celebration? Or is this the day on which my greatest hope and my greatest desire will be denied to me? Now, there's no question, it's a parade. There's people laying their cloaks on the ground before the donkey. There's people cutting off palm branches and they're waving them in the air. They're coming into Jerusalem, which in and of itself is a remarkable celebration for many people who had no transportation, who lived further away from Jerusalem. They might say to themselves, once before I die, I want to go up to the holy city. They're excited. The crowd is swelling and as Jake explained, you know, this is a big day. There are these parades coming in from different directions. The city is in turmoil. The population of the city is swelled for the festival of the Feast of Passover. And here it is, the prophet Jesus coming in, Jesus of Nazareth. It's great expectation. Maybe something will happen this year. Maybe we'll throw out the Romans. Maybe the army of occupation will leave. Maybe the taxes will be lowered. Maybe we'll find some relief. Maybe there will be something done for more employment. Maybe they're hoping. And here comes Jesus riding on that donkey. Is it a parade or is it a funeral procession? Now, of course, most churches, our church included, we celebrate today. We've got our Leap of Faith band. We've got the choir. We have the children putting on the drama to help us sort of enter into what that's like. In some congregations I know of, the children gather outside on Palm Sunday and they come in waving their branches as the sanctuary is filled with people and they're singing Hosanna. One church I knew before we knew this was a bad thing to do, they used to release hundreds of balloons on Palm Sunday to celebrate the day. It has a festive quality. But I wonder, is it a time to celebrate? Is it a time for bands and parties, for balloons and for lots of food? Do you celebrate something that hasn't happened yet? Do you celebrate something you're just hoping for? Or do you just celebrate those things you have in your pocket, in the bank, as we say? At First Palm Sunday, they were hoping for a Messiah. Is Jesus the Messiah? Is he the one who's going to give us relief from this heavy burden imposed upon us by our Roman overlords, by those, the temple hierarchy collaborating with the Romans? Well, he set us free. Now, do you celebrate hope or do you only celebrate when you've got it? I don't know. Maybe all celebrations are a little premature. Somebody can sprinkle a crowd on anything you do or anything you celebrate. Well, you know, a week ago we were all thinking spring's coming. I was hot one day about a week ago out for my walk. And then this morning I see snowflakes coming down from the sky. Or you get a new job. And somebody says, well, it's great you got a new job, but, you know, what if you get sick? Of course, you can always rain on somebody's parade. Maybe all celebrations are premature. And yet, you see, here's the problem. Jesus knows what's coming up. And Jesus has told his followers, I'm going up to Jerusalem. I'm going to be arrested. I'm going to be crucified, executed. We know what's going to happen. Can we really enter into a parade atmosphere when we know we're heading quickly towards Good Friday and the crucifixion? Can we still celebrate if it's a funeral procession? Well, I say yes, we can. This is a parade. There's no question about it. Because for the moment, at least, there is something to celebrate. It hasn't happened yet, but it might happen. And all those people needed that first Palm Sunday is it might happen. Jesus may actually do something. This may be the year. And I have noticed what an amazing capacity to celebrate God has placed within us. You know, I've heard laughter at a visitation in a funeral home. I've heard people laughing and remembering standing by a fresh grave. It's almost unbelievable that spirit, that Holy Spirit which God has placed in us that gives us the tenacity and the strength to celebrate in spite of everything. Now, I don't think we can survive without celebration. In my lifetime, I've been in homes that were as bare as dirt, poor homes. But almost invariably, if I walk in, it's a poor home, and there's a flower on the table. Or there's a colorful print hanging on the wall. Or some petunias planted around the front door. I dare say when you reduce people to the point where all they have money for is to buy some day-old bread, they'll take some of that money and buy some flower seed to plant in their garden.